Welcome to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown, presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by American Water Connecticut, Factory Mattress, Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Hyundai, Round Rock Toyota, RV Outlet Mall, Dr. Greg Eckert, Austin Billiards, Qualtech Automotive, Paul's Motorworks, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Capital Chevrolet, Urology Austin, Whataburger, Thrivent Financial, Vandegrift High School, Inner Space Cavern, Thomas J. Henry, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Total Men's, UFCU, Central Texas Honda Dealers, and Tires to You. Now, here's your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. It is big time football weekend this weekend here on Friday Night Countdown and 104.9 The Horn. The 25-6A championship is at stake tonight with Westlake coming into Lake Travis. Steve, how are you? Big football game tonight all around Central Texas.
It's on tonight, Russell. It is on, man. I'm excited for this game. Westlake, Lake Travis. Just a little, you know, a little background on this rivalry. You know, Battle of the Lakes. These are the two prides of the city as far as football is concerned. Westlake is the old school pride. Lake Travis kind of took the new school pride of the hills. This is an interesting game. You know, this is a rivalry that, and the thing with this rivalry is Lake Travis dominated this thing for a solid decade.
Yeah, they really did. And then we just saw a change. And you mentioned just before that we went on air here, they've won 10 times in a 9-year stretch.
They won 10 times in a 9-year span. And what happens is when a rivalry gets that one-sided, it almost ceases being a rivalry. You know, like, you got to have some competition, all right? And so it was almost starting to become a joke among Lake Travis people, this Westlake Lake Travis thing. I actually worked with some Lake Travis people a couple years ago before Westlake ended the streak, and they were all messing with me, man. They were all every day, you know? But then 2 years ago, Lake Travis ended the streak. 21-14 game down the road at Chaparral Stadium. A really good game. Ended on a close ball spot in the fourth quarter. And it was a big one for Westlake. Huge one for the program. Huge one for the community. But I think for a lot of people, there was still a question of how real it was. You know what I mean? Like, when it's your first win in 10 tries, you know? Was it a fluke? Even myself. I'm a Westlake kid, you know? I don't know. You know?
Doing a flashback?
I'm not going to go to the time machine.
No time machine tonight? All right, no Westlake time machine for Steve.
But then last year they proved it. 44-14 beat down, and now tonight, it's on tonight, Russell.
Well, this week there, of course, this year, this game being held there at Cavalier Stadium in Lake Travis, so I think that might make a little more of an evenly matchup. Both teams very good coming into this game. Again, like we said, it's the winner of this game essentially will win that district in all odds. You know, most likely it has been the trend that the winner of this game wins the district title.
These two teams are another level. I mean, there's only a few teams in Austin that have a chance of winning state. You know, that really have a legit shot at doing that, and these are two of those teams.
Well, I want to remind our listeners to follow us on Facebook at Texas Sports Monthly and Twitter at TX Sports Monthly, or on Instagram there at Texas Sports Monthly as well. Later here on the Whip Around, the games tonight. Again, of course, the big one here with Mark and Bucky, Lake Travis, hosting Westlake, Austin High at Hayes, Vandegrift at McNeil, and Glenn at Cedar Creek. Those all can be heard here on the Horn or the Horn app. In fact, I guess we can go over and see. Let's see. Austin and Hayes is on 105 The Bat with the webcast, the IHS Fan Webcast Network. Leander at Round Rock, that's also on the IHS Fan Webcast Network. And then we've got a good Vandegrift at McNeil, which you can hear on 101.9 and AM 1260, as well as the IHS Fan Webcast, because you can hear that crew doing it from McNeil, and then you got the normal guys over there with the Vandegrift. So, and then they got this week on the app is Cedar Creek at Glenn, IHS Fan Webcast Network. All be heard on hornfm.com. Guys, if you haven't gotten the app, pick that up because you can hear great football. I've checked it out. What's cool is when you're driving to another game,
yeah,
you can you know, you can't pick up the game in the station, but you can, you know, you can just, all of it, we all got Bluetooth on our phone and our cars, so, you know, you can just throw that app on, and then you can play, you know, the McNeil game for a little while. I tuned into that Round Rock matchup last week. That was a good game.
That was a great game.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man. Got a hand to Round Rock. They gave Vandegrift a good run last week.
They really did.
They're for real.
That game was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be, and then Vandegrift sustained that last drive and that final push.
Well, we were talking going to that game last week how Vandegrift takes all these outstanding offenses and makes them look really average. But they didn't do that to Round Rock. Round Rock just has too many weapons. And Vandegrift in that game, they kept Round Rock from hitting the big play on them. But in an effort to not let Round Rock hit the big play, they were just letting them run up the middle, you know, with Israel Morgan. And that's the thing with the Dragons. They got a lot of guys that can beat you on offense.
Well, the Vipers doing very well as expected this year. Tonight they'll be at McNeil. But, yeah, good stuff, though, from Round Rock.
Yeah, great stuff. And Vandegrift, of course, still won the game. I mean, they got the job done. They got the two stops in the fourth quarter. The offense was able to make enough big plays. Drew Dawson had a very nice game for them at quarterback. That was a breakout game for him.
It was, and they were trailing in the fourth quarter, 25-24 or something like that?
Yeah, just by a point, yeah.
And Round Rock had the lead for a little bit there.
They did.
I was kind of wondering if they were going to hold that through.
Yeah, Round Rock's legit, man. You know, every other team that's gone against Vandegrift, it was like you saw Vandegrift take him down, and you're like, oh, pretender. But Round Rock is legit. I actually kept them number 6 in my rankings this year. I didn't drop them because of how well they played Vandegrift last week. I mean, they have a chance to make a deep playoff run this year. They proved that.
Yeah, I think they will do a deep run. Round Rock Dragons looking very good. A couple announcements here. Just wanted to make announcements on one of our sponsors is Jason's Deli over there in Lake Travis. This weekend, guys, all you guys out in the LT area tuning in, if you go to the Jason's Deli in Lake Travis and get an entree, purchase anything for dinner, he's just doing free tea all weekend. So
if
we're over there later tonight after the game, you go get something to eat at Jason's Deli there in Lake Travis. Go by there and see Scott and the guys, and they'll hook you up with free beverages this weekend. That's going on all weekend, too, as well.
And you're always going to get that soft serve ice cream there, too.
Take advantage of the soft serve.
So you get free tea and free soft serve ice cream.
So go check out our friends at Jason's Deli all weekend long. You get free tea out there. So enjoy that stuff. And also free appetizers while you go to a UT game at Mr. Tramps up in North Austin.
Ooh.
A lot of folks I know are up in North Austin tuning in. Mr. Tramps is a really great sports bar up there. One of our sponsors here on the show, but Brandon and I were talking the other day, and he's, you know, let your listeners know, Russell, that when they come in for a Texas game, wearing a UT hat, wearing burnt orange, you know, as long as it's one or two more than two people, you come in, you get free buffalo wings, free appetizers, mozzarella sticks, whatever you want to do. You like the quesadillas, you get the free appetizer when you go see a Texas game at Mr. Tram. So if you're up there in the North Austin area, you want to take advantage, don't know where you're watching the game tomorrow, check out our friends over there at Mr. Tramps on Fairfield and 183. All right, we'll do whip around here shortly, and then we'll cover some of this big game tonight. That's our TexasHSFootball.com game of the week is obviously the Battle of the Lakes with Lake Travis and Westlake. We will cover our coach's corner. It's going to be Coach Carter.
Got Big Hank. Big Hank.
And that is our What's for Lunch Coach's Corner with Hank Carter. And then I did the Sendero Homes Player of the Week, which is Hudson Card.
And I got to say, you did a good job with that, man. I was proud of you, man.
I didn't do a bad job of that. That was my best Steve Ryan impersonation.
You literally asked the three questions I totally would have asked. I was amazed. It was like, that's literally what I would have done.
Well, we will do the Coach's Corner and the Player of the Week. Hudson Card made the cover of Texas Sports Monthly that's out in all HEBs and Randalls here in Central Texas. And pick up a copy of that new issue of Texas Sports Monthly, Hudson Card. Good stuff as we continue the Friday Night Countdown. We'll do the whip around with Kit McConico and the rest of the guys. Brought to you by Howdy Honda right after this. It's 104.9 AM 1260. We'll be right back.
The
The Friday Football Countdown, Central Texas High School Football Whip Around, is powered by Howdy Honda, your low-price, express-purchase, friendly home for Honda. Remember to join me, Kit McConico, at halftime and postgame for all of your high school football coverage here on The Horn.
I'm Mark Honig at Cavalier Stadium. It's the one we've all been waiting for, not the Red River Showdown. This one over another body of water, the Battle of the Lakes, Lake Travis against Westlake. This rivalry was one-sided in favor of Lake Travis. The Cavs won 10 straight. However, the last 2 years, the Chaparrals have won, including last year's 44-14 drubbing in Westlake. Both offenses average at least 460 yards per game and at least 295 yards passing. LT relies on UT commit Hudson Carr, while the Chaps have used three QBs all season, Kirkland Michaud, Drew Willoughby, and sophomore Cade Klubnik. Lots of firepower on each side, which means the defense that steps up will probably get the win. Steve Foster joins me for the call at 7:30. Now let's head down to Hays County.
Rodney Rodriguez from Bob Shelton Stadium in Buda. Austin High looks to rebound from a tough loss last week to Del Valle. The task will be just as tough as the Maroons take on an undefeated Hays Rebel team averaging 369 yards on the ground with that vaunted slot T offense. Austin High will look to get a quick start in this crucial 25-6A contest. The playoff picture is starting to shape up, and both of these teams look to be a part of it. For Austin High, this is a crucial game to keep those hopes alive. This will be a great game on a chilly evening in Hays County. We'll have it at 7:30 on 105.3 The Bat FM and The Horn Webcast Network, powered by IHS Fan.
This is Merle Bertrand from the Kelly Reeves Athletic Center, where for the first time in 3 weeks, the Vandegrift Vipers will not be locked in a battle of unbeatens when they take on McNeil. But while the Vipers may be the favorite, no one gave that memo to the Mavericks, who will give the Vipers their best shot. It's the Vandegrift Vipers against the McNeil Mavericks, coming up on The Horn, 101.9 FM and AM 1260.
Alan Cepeda reporting from a very cold Bible Stadium in Leander for tonight's matchup between Cedar Creek and Glenn. Both teams are 1-1 in the district and can separate themselves with a win tonight. Glenn will look to reestablish their offense after they were shut out last week 42-0 against Weiss. Expect a heavy dose of running back Julian Morris. Cedar Creek will be led by their defense and Alfred Collins, which has already produced 5 touchdowns on the season. The weather has dropped and fall football is here. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. on the all-new Horn Webcast Network. Download the app today.
It's the Central Texas High School Whip Around, brought to you by Howdy Honda, your low-price, express-purchase, friendly home for Honda.
All right, there you go, the whip around there with Kit. And the guys brought to you by Howdy Honda. That just gives you every week a look at all of the commercial services, home, high school football radio network games, and the IHS Fan Webcast Network. So check those games out, guys, and tune in. We've got a good one tonight, Steve. Our coach's corner is up next, is it?
Yeah, Big Hank, let's shoot it.
It's the Coach's Corner.
This week on the What's for Lunch Catering Coach's Corner, we got Hank Carter of Lake Travis. Coach, you've been a part of this rivalry for a long time. What does this game personally mean to you, and how would you stack it up with other rivalries you've played or coached in the past?
Well, you know, obviously this week always is it's a really exciting time for our community, our school, our players, our student body. You know, we have so much respect for Westlake, and they've been such a great program for a long time, and Coach Dodge and his team are always, you know, they're always top caliber as far as it is in the state of Texas. So it's a great opportunity for us to test ourselves and to go against another, just another great opponent. But it's also a unique rivalry in the fact that, you know, our schools are so closely, are close in proximity. We've got players at college and pro level, you know, that are prominent figures and you know, both. And those guys talk about, you know, where they went to high school a lot. Obviously, sometimes Baker still brings that stuff up. But, you know, for me, I've been a part of, obviously, this rivalry now going on 12 years. I was at Stephenville for the Stephenville-Brownwood rivalry, and that was a very heated, pretty nasty one. And then going back early in my career, Bay City, when I coached at Bay City, we the Ricebirds from El Campo were our rivals. So, you know, this one, you know, to me, this one, because both schools are 6A and both schools have – are really, you know, having a ton of success at the same time. To me, this is about as sweet as it gets. And, you know, we'll be playing in front of a sold-out stadium at Cavalier Stadium on Friday night, and we're just looking forward to it.
Westlake has three quarterbacks that they've been rotating on offense. Have you ever been in the situation where you had to prepare for three quarterbacks before, and how has the game planning process changed because of that?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure if I can remember having to prepare for three, but we have prepared for multiple quarterbacks, you know, several times. It presents some challenges. What I will say that's unique about this is the offense doesn't change a great deal depending on who's in. They tend to pretty much run the offense the same way, whichever the three guys are in there, and all three of them are great players. And, you know, so obviously that'll be a tough challenge for our guys, and we're going to have to make sure that we're prepared for that.
Well, that's all I got, Coach. Thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
It's the Coach's Corner, brought to you by What's for Lunch.
All right, there's our What's for Lunch catering Coach's Corner. Good one there with Hank Carter. A lot of respect, Steve, for both Coach Carter, from Coach Carter and Dodge for one another.
Yeah, it's funny. I did the Coach's Corner with Hank Carter this week, and I ran into Todd Dodge at Academy today.
Oh, did you?
I really did. I was at Academy. Hey. Hey, what's up, Coach? What are you doing? I'm buying a 9-iron. but yeah, going to be a great game. The TexasHSFootball.com Game of the Week. I can't wait. Westlake coming in 5-0, and they are straight killing people right now. I mean, this team, this Westlake team, they're dangerous, man.
I think they're one of the best teams in Central Texas to go the furthest this year and make the run on that playoff push as we get into November.
They've been knocking on the door to win that second state title for a long time now. I mean, the last 4 years, they've been right. I mean, first of all, they've been to state 5 times since they won in 96, lost all 5 state championships. I mean, look at the last 4 years. 4 years ago, they go to the state title game. They lost to Galena Park North Shore in overtime. 3 years ago, had a great team. Sam Ellinger gets hurt in the playoffs, loses Lake Travis in the fourth round. 2 years ago, they had another great team, made it to the state semis. One of those games where they just didn't play their A game, had 3 turnovers, lost to a very good Cy Fair team, 14-10. And then last year, again, injuries. You get their quarterback, their running back, their starting center all go down. But this year, man, things are lining up this year for the Shaps, man. The defense is astounding. And just look at the scores, the way they're killing people this year. You look at their two non-district opponents. Belton, they beat 38-17 last year. This year, they beat them 48-0, all right? Cy Ranch, they lost 25-21 last year. This year, they beat them 35-7 on the road. I mean, they are on another level. And it starts with that D. I mean, they're good on both sides of the ball, but you got to start with the defense. They have this new tradition of having great defensive lines. Wish they had that when I was there. I mean, when I was there, we could score points, but couldn't stop a nosebleed. You know, the last 2 years, it was Braden Cassidy and David Neal, who both went on to FBS programs after graduating. And this year, they got Bobby Dumpkin and Austin McClendon, who Dumpkin at 6'5", 230, a nice list of FCS offers. Also, Army, he has a team-leading 8 quarterback hurries and a pick 6. And then McClendon at 6'3", 235, has 5 sacks, including a safety. The last 2 years, they've really won this game with that defensive line, being able to get pressure on the Lake Travis quarterbacks without them having to blitz. You know, they can just rush 3 or 4, let everyone else drop back. I mean, that's always the best kind of defense.
Well, I think that's going to be, we're going to see how much Hudson Card is under duress from the front four and that Westlake outstanding defense that Westlake has as they come into Lake Travis for this one.
Yeah, that'll be different. Although I've always said, I don't think home field advantage really means that much at the high school football level. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. If you don't have to travel, if you don't have like a giant, you know, Westlake's going to have a lot of fans there. It's not like it's going to be.
I think the Cavs fans differ.
Yeah,
not a big
thing. Well, they're going to be angry. They're fired up
for a win. They want to get back on top of this
as
the Cavs fan nation having fallen to Westlake the last 2 years. So they certainly want to get on the big top side of that rivalry this year. But I mean that trio of quarterbacks with its Klubnik, Willoughby, Michaud. That's. How do you ask that to Coach Carter?
Yeah.
How do you prepare for 3 quarterbacks? That's odd.
It's an interesting setup. It's something I've never really seen. I mean, a 3 quarterback system by a team that has a chance to win state. And Todd Dodge has said it himself. He's always been a 1 quarterback guy.
Yeah.
And this year he's decided to go outside the box.
Well,
and,
you know, I heard Coach Dodge's interview last week with Craig in the morning show on Craig's show morning, and he does the interview with both Carter and Dodge every week, but. you know, Dodge spoke to Craig saying, you know, when he started off in late August, he, like he told you, he wasn't sure who was going to get this job. And here we are in week seven.
He's just
playing all three of them.
Hey, so it's working.
It's working for him, and we'll see how well it exactly works for him tonight. And Lake Travis, we'll be back with more Friday Night Countdown after this. It's the Battle of the Lakes week right here on 104.9 The Horn. All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown as Rivalry Week rolls on. It's the big Texas OU weekend here tomorrow with the big game. All things kicking off here, I believe, at 9 a.m. The guys get started on the broadcast tomorrow. So big stuff from Dallas, and the Red River rivalry continues on a big game there tomorrow, heard right here on the Horn with Craig Way and the guys. So look forward to that. But we still got a big one to play tonight here on the Horn with Battle of the Lakes. So get ready for that one. And let's go ahead and jump to my my player of the week. That's going to be the Sendero Homes player of the week. And I did a brief little interview there with Hudson Card in your place. Normally you do that. Normally you do that one. But no, I went out there and got to speak with Hudson. Real nice young man. And look forward to having him on the cover as a Longhorn eventually one day.
Yes. Yes.
So let's do. Let's go ahead and run that and go to the player of the week.
Time for Texas Sports Monthly's Player of the Week.
All right, welcome to the Sendero Homes Player of the Week. This week we got Hudson Card of Lake Travis. Hudson, this week you have district rivals Westlake here at home. What do you think about this rivalry, having been a part of this game already for a few years now? And how do you prepare yourself mentally, since the game itself is likely the winner of that district championship?
I mean, that's what makes it so fun and the rivalry so special. I mean, it's been going on for years, and both programs are really good and have developed a lot of players, so it just makes it even more special. But I mean, they're a great team, and we're gonna have to come out here and execute like we have in the past, and if we do so, then we should be all right.
Well, you know, Hudson, this team this year has been averaging 52.4 points per game since that loss to Arlington Martin in the season opener. How has the team improved since week one, and what are some of the takeaways that this team has learned since that loss?
I mean, week one was a wake-up call for us. I mean, definitely got a little chip on our shoulder and gave us some motivation. So, I mean, just trying to improve week by week, and we have done that so far. So, I mean, again, just try to play a little better this week.
Sounds good. You know, Westlake has a strong defense and an opposing front four on their line. What do you like about the challenge this week, and what do the Cavs need to do to get back on top of this rivalry and come away with a win this week?
I mean, they're a good team. Again, just trust our coaches. I mean, they put us in a good spot and set us up to win. So, just trust your training, play hard, play physical, and playing tougher than the other opponent will ultimately get you where you want to get.
Well, listen, Hudson, that's all I got for this week. Good luck Friday night, my friend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by Sendero Homes.
All right, good stuff from the very talented Hudson Card there, leading his team in a big one tonight there in Lake Travis.
Yeah, quite the athlete. He's got to have a big game. He's got to have a big, big game. And he's got to do it with both his arm and his legs, I think, which he's capable of doing. I mean, this guy's a sophomore, was the second leading receiver for the Lake Travis Cavaliers. So he's got some athletic ability, but he's going to have to do a lot, because I think that Westlake defensive line, they're really going to be coming after him, man. I actually have a colleague who has scouted both these teams, and I asked him about it this week, and he thinks Westlake's going to win, and he said he thinks that Westlake defensive line is going to have to get after Lake Travis again.
Well, he's going to have to use his legs after that with that defense that they're bringing in to Lake Travis from Westlake.
How are you feeling about this game? What are your?
You think, how many years in a row can Westlake keep winning?
Yeah.
After it was such a lopsided rivalry for so many years with advantage to the Cavaliers. But
do you think Westlake's in Lake Travis's head at all now? with two straight wins? Because I think for a while there, Lake Travis was in Westlake's head. And I remember talking to Todd Dodge years ago.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I agree.
Man, we play great every week, and then we play against Lake Travis, and we make all these mistakes. It's like when I used to play my brother at Risk growing up, and he would always beat me at Risk. And it got to the point where when we started the game, he already had me beat, you know? And I think that was a problem for Westlake towards the end of that streak. But now it's been flipped, and they kicked Lake Travis's butt last year, man. Yeah, and that was a resounding win.
I don't know. It's going to be a closer game, I think, this year than that one last year. I think you're right about getting that monkey off your back. Once it's on, you got to get that thing off. And Dodge been able to have some success the last few seasons, and we'll see what happens.
We were talking about that Westlake three quarterback system they got going right now. Mm-hmm. Big reason why that's working, though, is because they have so much depth at wide receiver. I mean, that wide receiver room they got in Westlake right now is really something else. Starts with Mason Mangum. He was the guy that everyone knew was going to be a great player this year. Arkansas commit. He's actually the all-time receiving yards leader in Westlake history now. He broke that record earlier this year. But the best receiver or the leading receiver has surprisingly been Ryan Lindley, a transfer from Westwood. He sat out last year because he was ruled ineligible by UIL, but he has 32 catches for 453 yards and 11 touchdowns this year. Little slot guy, really fast, great at getting open. He was an all-district player at Westwood 2 years ago, but then and then you got Mangum, who's going to Arkansas. He's got 23 catches for 367, four touchdowns. You got a freshman named Jordan Greathouse. Watch out for this guy going forward. He's 6'3", 200, has 16 grabs, 318, two touchdowns. Looks nothing like a freshman. Looks nothing like a freshman. And then junior Luke Niklos, who has 11 catches for 178 and two touchdowns. I am a little concerned about Westlake's run game. The last 2 years, the big reason they were able to win is because they had those punishing runners. Nakia Watson 2 years ago, Trip Graham last year. This year, they don't really have a bell cow back to lean on, punish defenses, keep Lake Travis's offense off the field. They kind of got a committee, and they're still, they don't have one back with more than 200 yards in the season.
What do you have on Lake Travis's offense?
Well, you know, besides Hudson Card, his top receiver is Kyle Eaves, who he's caught 40 balls for 716 yards and six touchdowns. Grayson Sandlin, tight end, has 22 for 422, seven touchdowns. No other player with 10 or more catches after that, though. So those are their two guys. Where Westlake has a bevy of guys that they can attack.
They'll spread around
Lake Travis
a little more.
Really just has those two guys. In the run game, they got a three-headed monster at running back. Marco Alanis has 375 yards, seven touchdowns. Weston Stevens, 222 and four touchdowns. Gary Gordon with 184 and one touchdown.
So where they're spreading it around in the running game, Westlake spreading it around in the passing game.
And here's another thing. I told you, I got a buddy. He's scouted both these teams. I asked him, I asked him about Lake Travis's defense. He goes, they're good. I mean, they're really good, but they're not as great as like some of the state champion defenses they had. Mm-hmm. And I go, what about that secondary? He said one word. You know what he said?
What?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable? Well, we'll see.
Vulnerable. Against a deep Westlake receiving core, man. So, I don't know, man. I think Westlake may win by a lot, actually. But the other thing to look out for in this game, look out for the trick plays. I mean, last year you had Westlake run a fake punt and a double pass. You had Lake Travis run a flea flicker. Both coaches, they save stuff. They save a lot of stuff for this game.
This is the game that they're going to pull out the rabbit out of the hat. And you're absolutely right about that. I think that both coaches will get a little creative. You may see some.
You're going to see some stuff, man. You're going to see some stuff.
You're going to see some things you don't see every week.
Yeah, don't go get popcorn while the game's going on. You know, wait till there's a break. Run down there, get it real quick, come back, because you might miss something. But, man, it's going to be a great game.
All right, let's do a fourth and long.
Fourth and long. Okay, yeah, sure.
What's your?
Cue it up.
For fourth and long. All right, we don't do fourth and long every week, Steve, but that's just where we do like a college pick. Yeah. I'm going to take Florida over LSU.
For your upset, nice.
That's my upset pick for this week.
I think LSU is going to win by 40. I'm just telling you right now, I really do. I think that's going to be a game. My upset pick, I'm going Michigan State over Wisconsin. I think Michigan State's defense, they're going to slow down Wisconsin's run game a little, make them beat them with Jack Cohen, who showed against Northwestern that he can't exactly carry a team on his back. I mean, Wisconsin won that game. They needed two defensive touchdowns to beat Northwestern. They're not going to get that against the Spartans. I think Michigan State goes into Madison, big upset over the Badgers.
Will the Longhorns beat Oklahoma?
I'm afraid not. I hate to break all the Texas fans out there, but OU runs the Big 12, man.
I'm rooting for the Longhorns as I was always been from here, so I'm
they'll
going
cover the spread.
I'm going Longhorns. They will cover the spread.
They got a very physical offensive defensive line.
But
I
can't
love
root
Texas
for.
In the trenches.
I cannot root for. I mean, I have to go Longhorns, even though my gut says it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, it'll be a good game.
All right, there's your Friday night countdown, guys. Stick around. We've got a good night of football right here on 104.9 The Horn. It's the Battle of the Lakes right up after this.
Thank you for listening to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown. Presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by American Water Connecticut, Factory Mattress, Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Hyundai, Round Rock Toyota, RV Outlet Mall, Dr. Greg Eckert, Austin Billiards, Qualtech Automotive, Paul's Motor Works, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Capital Chevrolet, Urology Austin, Whataburger, Thrivent Financial, Vandegrift High School, Interspace Cavern, Thomas J. Henry, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Total Men's, UFCU, Central Texas Honda Dealers, and Tires to You.